Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Well, good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Sabrina, and it is warm here. It feels like it's monsoon weather. We've been going through some crazy weather, so let's hope today it stabilizes. Because today, seriously, if it rains like it did the other day, I'm just going to take a bath in the rain. That's it, with the soap. We're on the phone with Barbara Priester, also known as Purple Barbie. She's an author. She's interviewed with Lovely Scotch, Poets, Inc. She is just a wonderful author. She's on here today. We're talking about a health challenge that we did, that she has a book that she's actually writing. And the 30-day challenge was challenging. It was hard, but it was doable. And I learned a lot about myself. Hello, Purple Barbie.
Hi, Diva. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing awesome. We were just talking about people and learning to let people just be themselves so we don't have to beat them down.
Yes.
So, you know what? Let's just jump right into it. I'm going to let you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and where you're from and how you got into being an author. How did that come about?
Okay, well, I'm Purple Barbie. I'm kind of from all over. My dad was in the military, so we moved a lot. The longest place we ever stayed was Virginia, so I've been to Germany, Panama, Oklahoma, everywhere. So I told us a little about everything. I've been writing since I was about, I'll say, 6 or 7. And that came about because I was a really talkative little kid, and I would always love my dad, so I would always talk to him just about nothing. So my dad being like, you know, I got to watch my games, I got to do this and that and the other, he's like, you know, write me a letter, and then let me read it when I'm not busy. I'm like, you know, okay. So by the end of the week, he had like 45 letters he had to read. So we put it all together, and he's basically like, you know, this is a good book. So he's like, just keep writing. So that's how that started.
Okay.
A little chatterbox.
A little chatterbox, and nothing is wrong with that. And I have to say, I love how your dad encouraged you to write. Because he didn't know that God was culminating something else, but he was encouraging you. And I like that. So how did you get into the weight loss? Tell me about what decided you to make a health change for your life and get into writing about health.
I went through some events in my life, some life events, that caused me to be depressed. And with depression, I ate and ate and ate and ate, and I ended up with high blood pressure. I was borderline diabetic. I had, acid reflux. I had a number of things going wrong with me. So, one day, I kind of caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror. I was like, you know, whoa, this is not how I normally look, and I was just feeling terrible. I could, you know, barely breathe when I got up a flight of stairs. So I was like, I just remembered, you know, I didn't always used to be like that before things started happening. So, I mean, I used to be in the military, I used to weight, I used to weightlift, I used to compete in weightlifting, mm-hmm. And then when things happened, I went through a divorce, my parents died, my sisters, my brothers were arguing, we were just fighting all the time, it's just like a lot of stress, so I just ate and kind of let myself go. So,
okay.
I was like, I used to be healthy, so I just kind of threw out all my medication, I'm like, I'm going to start from the beginning. So I was like, you know, I wasn't drinking water. I was eating, you know, I would stop and get something from McDonald's, like, every day. I stopped eating out and just started getting back to basics, adding fruits and vegetables and water and looking up natural remedies for things. So I didn't want to take any more medication because the medication was making me sick, and then I got prescribed another medication for that, and then that didn't work. I got prescribed another medication. So I was, like, on 10 medications, and I wasn't even 32. I'm like, you know, something's wrong here. I just reevaluate everything and just threw it all out, started from the beginning.
Now tell us about your book, the challenge that I did. Tell us the title, and was that part of your throwing out the medicine and starting over?
Yeah, that, like, it took me a couple of years to figure it out, because I was eating right, so I thought I was eating right, and then I was working out, like, 3-4 times a day, and I still was, like, 220 pounds. So with that, it came into reading labels, and I'm like, I wasn't cooking with salt, I wasn't eating sugar, but there's salt and sugar in every product you buy. And
right.
I know a lot of people, a lot of women, especially us, you know, African Americans, don't read the labels. You just pick it up and use it. Oh, well, this sounds good. This is, you know, a salad. But I mean, if you look at the packaged salad on the back of that label, turn to flip the package over, that has like 400 and something milligrams of salt per serving, because it's packaged. So I'm like, I realize in packaging everything, you have to use salt, and a lot of salt. And that's where, you know, my blood pressure was coming from. I couldn't control it because I was still eating soup and salads, but they were packed with salt. So I just started reading labels, started eliminating some things, started drinking more water, and it took me a while. I mean, it took me a couple of years until, you know, I just realized that, okay, turn the package over and see what's in your, what you're eating. So that's how
and
I
then
can't help.
What, hold on a second. That's what I'm not turned on something on my phone. There we go. Okay. So tell us about the book. Walk us through the book from from the beginning. The first thing that we're encouraged to do in the morning when I was doing the challenge was to get up and drink water.
Right.
And so you drink your water, and then that was the first week, or the first couple of days. And then by the seventh day, we added in the mother's, vinegar in it, which is into the water. So tell us about each week and how that culminates into the 30 days, and how did somebody who's going to be looking for this book, what is the benefits going to be for them, and why it's so important to follow those steps, and also then after you're finished with the 30 day to continue doing that in your life.
Right. What you do, or what I try to bring people back to, is everything starts with what you think. So when you first get up in the morning, it's really basically getting control over your thoughts, getting control over your appetite, and doing so is what you say first thing when you get up in the morning. I'm like, I used to be like, you know, man, this day is going to be horrible. So my day would be horrible. You know, I'm waking up wanting to, you know, to just be in a bad mood. So I was in a bad mood. So when they wake up, and you'll see, when whoever comes to the challenge page, my first challenge statement is, I am wealthy, healthy, happy, and now I've added, and I'm fit. So that's what you're going to be. You're going to be whatever comes out of your mouth. Whatever you think, that's what you're going to be. I can't quote a Bible verse, but I know what a man thinks, that's what he is. So
exactly.
We start there. And then the first thing is water. We're made up of 85% water. Our body uses water every half hour for our organ support to function. If you don't replenish that, and your organs are going to go bad, you're going to be dehydrated, and you know, your body's not going to function properly. So you start your first thing with water, an 8-ounce glass of water. I tell people it's hard to start drinking water when you don't drink it. It took me, when I started back drinking water, it took me 3 days to get a glass of water down, because I didn't like it. So you have to do the things that you don't like so you can live a better life. So you have to get that 4 to 8 ounces of water in every hour, so your body can start functioning properly, so your liver can function properly, your digestive system will function properly. And after the first 3 days of that, add vinegar. And I'm like, because I learned this from someone else, and she was an older lady, and I'm like, get a lot of natural routines, listen to your elders, people, because they give you awesome information. So she was like, because I was at work, and she noticed, okay, your ankles are swollen, you need to get that checked out. I didn't even know I had high blood pressure. I didn't know I was, you know, sick. And so she pointed that out to me. So I went to the doctor, and they just labeled, put you on all kind of medication to maintain it. I want to get rid of it. So she was like, you know, if you drink a teaspoon of vinegar a day, that'll get rid of that. And sure enough, that started to get rid of my high blood pressure. And then when I started getting into organic things, I was informed about Bragg's vinegar. So you add that to your 8-ounce glass of water. Please, a whole lemon in there, and 2 tablespoons of honey. Drink that every morning, and after about 3 weeks, you're no longer going to have high blood pressure. You're no longer going to have stomach issues. That stops, I mean, it regulates your blood sugars. So that's far as get rid of your diabetes. All of that with just vinegar. So I'm like, I'll do that, because blood pressure medication after a while damages your veins. Then when you get older and need to take raw blood, your veins are crap. You're not going to be able to. So I'm like, I'll get off all this medication and do the cures naturally. And that's your first week. The second week is adding vegetables. So you're going to, it's gradual, because with me, I think I've tried every weight loss thing there was. The Atkins diet, which added every diet I can think of, I've tried. Every weight loss pill, supplement, I've tried it. So I'm like, if you do it naturally and gradually, that'll get your mind used to it. So that's why I say take those first 3 days, start drinking water. Your body's going to get used to it, then it'll accept it. Then start adding something to it. Your body will get used to it and accept it. You have to tell your body what's going to happen instead of responding to, oh, I'm hungry, so I want that burger. Yeah, so I'm hungry, so I want that burger, so I'm going to McDonald's. So you got to teach your body what to do. So that first week, you're just adding water and vinegar and drink, get your body fed. The second week, you're adding a green vegetable, and then more vegetables. The third week, you're starting to stretch, get your body used for an actual workout, which is minimal workout. You were just doing push-ups, sit-ups, and squats. That's like 10 to 15 a day. That was like the very last week. And then within that time, you gradually stop using salt. You stop adding sugar. You stop drinking the caffeinated drink. A specific change like every week so that the body can get used to it. Because when you jump on that diet plan, the first 2 weeks, most people drop out anyway. Because it's hard.
So it is really hard.
As gradual changes over a period of 30 days, instead of trying to do it all at once and burn yourself out and get tired and then have to skip to another diet plan. Oh, well, this sounds like this will work. No, it's basically doing the same thing, just doing it gradually. So it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle change, something you can incorporate into your daily routine.
I love it. And you know what the thing is? I think you have to, and I think there's something that, it is gradual. It didn't take you a day to put it on, and it's not going to take you a day to take it off. And I think that's the one thing I'm learning. I mean, and also you have to remember that everybody's at a different stage. We're not advocating on this medicine, on this program, and neither does Purple Barbie in her book, that you're just to come off of this. You need to check with your doctor, and you need to, before you do anything. But also, you know, she did come off of it on cold turkey. But again, we just want to make sure you check with your doctor, because we don't want you coming back and saying, well, they said just to come off of it, because you may have other issues that require you to have certain medications that you do have to take that have nothing to do with your high blood pressure or anything. It could be heart medicine. So make sure you check with your doctor. So what goals do you plan to achieve, did you achieve in the past year as far as weight loss? Were you able to meet certain goals? Did you get to where you wanted? Not say as weight loss, but say as like with eating certain foods, or being able to go in a restaurant and not, like for me, it's just going, when I go out to eat, is I automatically get a container. Whether I'm ordering steak and vegetables, I always ask for a container immediately, and I take half the food with me.
Right.
And that's one of my goals in when I go out to eat, is automatically, whether I need it or not, or whether I think I don't need it or not, this is how I go into a restaurant now. And one of these was actually solidified when I was doing your program for those 30 days, when I would always order. And it's funny, because when I love ice water, but since I did your program, I love hot water with lemon. So I'll order a cup of hot water with lemon at a restaurant. They look at me weird, but I'm like, yeah, just hot water. So I'll sip on the hot water while the meal comes. Then I ask for a container. I put, even if it's just fish, and I tell them, you know, just blacken it, no salt, and the vegetables and broccoli, I still ask for a container to put half of it, because my goal for this whole, has been for the last year, which I've achieved, is taking half of my food home and being okay with it being in a refrigerator 24 hours or 12 if my kids don't get to it. And it seriously, because you know, if you have kids, nothing lasts for two seconds in a refrigerator. But I'm okay with, I don't need to eat it, and I can have it for another meal. That's one of my goals. And I think that's one of the things we need to, there's small goals, and everybody may have a different little goal that they want to achieve. I'm no longer focusing on my weight as far as the weight, because I lift weights and I was freaking out, didn't realize that, you know, when you're doing literal lifting weights, muscle weighs more than fat. So I'm like, people look at me and they'll say, oh, you know, I'll go into the store to buy clothes. Oh, you know, you need to go into the big girl section. Well, there's no, I don't go into the big girl section because actually I'm a size 12, 14. So I need to know where that section is. And, you know, now, of course, nowadays we've changed it where it's 12, 14 are big size girls, which is ridiculous, but it doesn't bother me because the fact is I'm not a 26, 28, 22, 24 anymore. And I think that's one of the things. And I think another thing for people is once you start losing weight, you need to throw out or give away all your clothes in your closet that are big, because you what you tend to, and what I was tending to, and I found this a really big problem, was going back because I knew I could get those clothes. Now when I go and buy clothes, I buy them a half a size smaller where I can still fit them. They're a little tight, and my goal is to get them loose.
Yeah.
So that's, and that, and I think that's one of the, that's one of the things that you have to, everybody has to have a manageable goal.
Yeah. My first thing was when I started is, like most people, I don't weigh myself. Cause people get obsessed with weight. Oh, I'm not 120 pounds. So I don't, well, I haven't weighed myself in years. I think I only weigh myself when I go to the doctor, and then I'm like, you know, I don't want to know what it is, because it is what it is. But what I do is I focus on what my numbers are. So I'm like, when I go to the hospital or I go to the doctor, he's like, okay, your cholesterol is good, your sugar level is good, your blood pressure is fine. I focus on those numbers. And as far as the weight, that'll come off when it comes off. I don't focus on that. So I'm like, last time I weighed myself, I was like, I got an actual weight. I was like 166 pounds. But I'm like, you know, I get up and I run 12 miles every Saturday. And I outrun all these little skinny kids. I'm like, it doesn't matter to me. So whatever the weight it is, what it is. But I can function better. I don't have a hard time walking upstairs. I don't, you know, my heart doesn't hurt when I exercise. I'm good to go. So I'm like, I'm healthy. That's what I focus on. And then as far as, like you said, with the clothes, because I used to wear a size 22. So now I'm into a 10, 12. And those fit comfortably. I'm like, I'm like a little smaller because I'm, you know, shaping up and defining my tone and everything. But right now, I'm going to live along. That's what I'm worried about, is how am I living and how healthy am I.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my function. But one thing I encourage people to do is stay off that scale. Because, you know, everybody's scale.
Oh, yeah. No. And you know what? I think that's the one thing I'll fight with my trainer on, is he is a scale, and he and my other friend, they're scale gurus, I call them.
Yeah.
Okay, and they love the scale. They love it for them. They love it for everybody. Me, I don't get on a scale. He fights with me, and I just laugh. He doesn't even laugh. He does. He's basically living it out. Because I'm going to laugh at you, because the thing is, when I was a little kid, that's all my mom did was weigh me or go to the doctor, and everybody identifies your weight. I was like, I can't deal with that. It really is mind-numbing and sends me into the depression. I don't want to know. I know by the things I'm doing, I know by how my clothes fit, I know how I'm eating, and I know how I'm breathing, that I'm doing right. And that's how, and I know when I take my blood, because I used to take glucophage for diabetes. I know when I take my blood sugar every other day, and I can take my blood sugar at any given time on any day during the week, and my blood sugar's numbers are below what the United States standard is. So I know there I'm doing what I'm supposed to be. So I refuse to get on a scale, because a scale I agree. I think they should just throw out the scale and leave the people alone, because it is mind numbing. So what are your favorite health and fitness? Of course your book, blogs or magazines you read to get more tips?
Let's see. What do I read besides me? Oh, and then the accident. I can't quote her. Oh, my goodness. Julian Michaels, she has good information. She has good blogs.
Yes, she has
good workout tips. And I can't remember her name, but she's on the Today Show like every morning. I don't remember her name. Oh, and Sean T, the guy that does Insanity.
Uh-huh.
He has a great, you know, workout schedule. He does great eating, great eat out tips, like when you go out, I'm a certain place that I avoid, like anything that makes burgers, I don't eat there. But as you said, when you go to a restaurant, I mean, his idea was to drink the water first. You know, I have them add lemon and cucumber. They'll do that for you. It's back for them. And then you can ask them not to cook with salt, because when you go out to eat, their food is loaded with salt and MSG that just makes you want to eat more. So I'm like, when I go, I'll, like, as you do, I'll half everything. And if I have to stop, I'll stop myself now. So when I'm at half, allow myself to get full, and then I'll take the rest home. But mm-hmm. Kim and I think, what is her name from? Oh, God. And I can't remember her name. The blonde girl from, it'll come to me in a minute. I can't even remember her name. But Suzanne Summers. Her.
Yes.
I'm not sure if anyone reads her books, but she has great information, especially now that, now that we're all getting older. There's certain, certain things I didn't know that I'll look at her information. I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll need to start doing that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and then what's your favorite healthy food to eat out of all foods or recipe that you like?
My favorite recipe is the garlic cauliflower.
Okay, tell us about it.
There's a website dedicated to cauliflower. And it's like, you can eat cauliflower any kind of way. This one was roasted garlic and Parmesan cauliflower. So it's like, I'll eat that instead of, I use cauliflower now to make pizza crust, to make mashed potatoes instead of eating regular potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You eat mm-hmm. Cauliflower. So instead of eating rice, we'll eat cauliflower. You can eat it 1,001 ways. You mix it with every kind of vegetable. And it's so healthy for you. So my favorite thing is cauliflower. And I'm like, we make buffalo cauliflower instead of buffalo wings. I mean, we do everything.
That is funny. That is funny. I love it. Okay, now what is your favorite? Because in your book, you do encourage exercise. But I notice that sometimes you'll be out there running 5 or 6 miles. Now, do you do all this yourself, or do you go to a gym? And what's your favorite cardiovascular exercise?
I'm a runner. My dad was in the military, so it was so funny because when my mom used to make him babysit us, and there was 6 of us, so he would take us to the track, and we would just run. So I've been, we used to have us try to catch him, so I've been running since then. And little did I know he was just trying to tire us out, so he just made me into a good runner. So I lift weights, but I'd rather run. I can do any kind of class. I do them, but my favorite is running. We have this bridge here in South Carolina, the Ravenel Bridge, and that 6 mm-hmm. miles back, so I'll run that like every weekend, or I'll try to run at least a couple times a week. But out of every exercise there is, I'd rather run. And that just because it works every muscle in your body. It works your core,
right.
Your legs, your arms, everything. And at weights, it works everything. So I'm a runner.
Okay, fine. Now, what motivates you to continue this lifestyle?
My daughters. There's so much pressure on young girls now about their weight and what they look like and how they dress. So me, I'm fancy, but I'm not so fancy that I have to do a certain thing each day. They see me. So they're like, well, I see my mom working out. I see her eating this way. And I see her, they mimic what I do. So I'm like, they'll never see me, I'm getting dressed and going out to the club. So I'm like, I don't want to do it. But they'll see me up in the morning, like 3:00 in the morning, I'm going to the gym. So now they get up. Oh, we're going to the gym, it's like 3:45. I'm like, no, if I don't get up, they're waking me up to go to the gym. So they motivate me. I want them to be healthy and live healthy and be happy and not concerned with what the other person is doing, what that scale says, what society, what the magazine says you have to look like. So if they don't be bothered by it, they're not going to be bothered by it.
Right. Okay, and do you take supplements or do you just continue to do everything healthy?
Yeah, I do everything naturally. I used to take supplements, but I'm like, if I'm going to, because you're not going to always take supplements. Now, I take vitamins because as you get older, there's certain nutrients or vitamins that you're going to need. So I take women's vitamins daily. But as far as supplements to lose weight or to protein, I don't do any protein shakes, anything. Everything is all natural. Yep.
Oh, okay.
So all right. I feel like I have this one friend of mine, she was having issues, lady issues. So I was like, and their doctor had her on this and that, and medication. I feel that there's a natural cure for everything. So I study what every vegetable does for the body, what every fruit does for the body, and mixing them together, what type of vitamin everything does. So I ended up putting her on the challenge, and now she's like, okay, she was having this problem for a couple of years. And she's like, well, being on the challenge for a week, she's feeling better.
And you know what? The challenge actually enhanced what I was doing, and it really did help. I had to get used to, be honest, I had to get used to the mother's vinegar, but yeah. I have gotten used to it now. I do it more hot. I make my water hot, and then I just take it hot real quick. It's better for me for some reason. I'm not a cold water person when it comes to that part, but it actually does work. And I think that, you know what, I think that you created a valuable system. And when the book hits the market the people that have been doing it, there's going to be some really great testimonials. Because I can tell you, it really did. I think I took down 11 pounds, and my trainer was like, I had to tell him, no, this wasn't because of you. It wasn't because you spoke to me in the gym. I wasn't because you were trying to have me run on a treadmill or something. All right, so it was something I wanted to try, and it worked, and I was highly impressed with it, you know. And I liked it, and I think that the one thing that we have to remember is that, you know, there's a lot of diets out there, but I love how yours is not. It's not because even to me, it's not even considered a diet. It's a lifestyle change.
Right.
It's something that you can do every day. 24 hours a day, no matter where you are, what you're doing. It's not like, okay, well, you do this or this. You know, everything is natural. Everything is making adjustments. Everything. I mean, the only hardest part for me is still the coffee, because I think coffee was meant to be on Earth. But okay, I'm still dealing with that one. But but really seriously, it's a great book. I believe that it's going to get a lot of really great reviews once you have it totally completed, because it really is. People don't realize that sometimes, and like my coach, he'll use the word diet. I was like, I'm not on a diet because I just eat right. That's
right.
What I love.
Right.
And that's what I say to people. I'm not on a diet. I eat right. That's what I do.
Right.
I eat anything. I can eat anything I want, but I choose what I want to eat, and that's what I tell people. Because they tell me, oh, you can't. No, I can choose. I can eat anything I want in moderation, but it's basically what I choose out of all to eat, to do the 24 hours a day is to fuel my body good, because that's what I'm doing. Because at the end of one of the things I've learned is that you're taking care of God's body, and you don't get a second and third and 50 chance with it.
Exactly. You got one, and that's it.
You got
to start from the inside out. You have to start cleaning yourself out. You got to start with what you say each morning, what you think about yourself. That's got to be positive. And then you got to start with what you're putting in your mouth, and then what's coming out of your body. So you got to watch what, like I was telling you, those invasive questions. You got to watch what, you know, you're defecating, how your urine looks. You got to watch all of that. If it doesn't look right, then what you're putting in your mouth is not right. You got to change that.
Exactly.
Oh,
and I know there's people
out
there, and I know, and I like how you said, you're even how you are talking to yourself. Your self-image internally has to be right, because if it's not right, it doesn't matter if it's Purple Barbies or Suzanne Summers or Michael's book. It's not going to help.
Uh-huh.
You have to fill it yourself, and you have to be your greatest self-motivator. People are laughing at me now, because when you see my phone, I love everybody. I really do. I love people. But one of the things that I noticed that I don't have pictures of myself. I have pictures of myself, but none posted. And I said, you know, I really need to motivate myself to get going to the next level. Because when you get to a certain level of fitness, you know this, then you got to, like right now, the trainings have gotten intense and harder. Because as you get more and more in shape, the trainings don't get easier. People think that, oh, you're in great. No, they get more intense, and your coach and trainers
get
crazier. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I have to. So I put a picture on my phone of myself, and I took, like, it's like a portrait of different pictures of myself. And somebody said, why do you have yourself on your phone? I said, because on any given day, I can have somebody say something about me. And people do. Lately, people have had things to say that just don't know where they're coming from. Why are you saying things to me like this? But I can go back to my phone and look at myself and look at a certain picture and say, remember, you are here, and you're here for a purpose. And you need to keep going, because sometimes we can blame others for making us eat or situations for making us drink or smoke. But at the end of the day, it's our responsibility to take care of our body. And that's why I have literally, I told my son, they were laughing, I'll take the picture off my phone in a couple of weeks when I'm at that point where I can really, really not struggle with the words that people say and go and remind myself. Because I always have my phone on me. We do. So I just look at the picture around myself. Nope, you don't need to eat that. What upsets you about what that person says? So what I'm saying to everybody that's listening is you need to be able to find something, whether it's a piece of paper written, it's a picture, it's a friend you can call that can motivate you, because sometimes it's just as simple as that to get to the next level for your health. Yeah. And your health is all you have. I'm going to tell you that it was really hard for me about 3 months ago when they were saying, you know what, we think you have breast cancer. First the test came back negative, then it came back positive, then it came back negative. Finally, I said, clear it or put me to my grave. They finally got it straight. My heart, I thought it was, you know, because I wasn't doing something right. It's a genetic factor in my family. That's something I can deal with versus, okay, this is because of this. And it's also my job related. I may need to change jobs. But the bottom line is, when you're taking care of yourself and taking care of what you need to do for yourself, your body will follow along. What I find when I'm stressed, people don't realize your body will hold onto water. Yeah, it will not. Your body will not release until you're not stressed. Not getting enough sleep is another reason. People laugh at me, but you know, a lot of my friends are on the East Coast, and they laugh because they'll call me like, and I'll be like, I'm asleep, okay. But I go to bed literally here. Even my friends will call me here. I'm literally in the bed most nights by 9 o'clock because I'm up at 4 a.m. If I'm not getting the adequate amount of sleep, I will find my body will hold on. This week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I went to bed at 1 a.m. Thursday, I was swollen. Friday, I went to bed on time, and this morning I woke up and my hands are not swollen anymore. I've been going to the bathroom like I don't know what. Because if your body is not getting enough rest, it has to protect itself.
Right.
That's one of the things I'm learning. Your body is a machine, and it takes care of you. And I don't think people realize when they say, oh, I've been up 12 hours and I'm tired, but I need to keep going. No, you need to go get your butt in the bed. If you're tired, you're tired. Your body's saying, shut down. Knock it off. Shut down. It'll shut it to yourself down. And what some of that is with holding, it'll hold on to water. You'll look like you're not doing anything. You'll become more bloated. And because your body is trying to protect yourself. But if you're eating right and you're getting enough sleep, and you're drinking enough water, your body will work right for you. And I think people don't realize it. And that's one of the things I've learned throughout exercising this last 2 years, but also the water thing for me with your book was a really big thing, really big thing.
And you would be amazed how many people do not drink water. I was like, I have this friend, he works outside, but I always see him carrying a soda. He's like, oh, you know, I'm always in pain. I'm like, well, maybe you need to drink the water instead of a soda. So it's like, you know, remove the soda, remove the juice. That's so much sugar. Even Gatorade has so much sugar in it. Don't drink it anymore. So I'm like, replace it with water. And then he's like, you know, I saw him the next week, and, you know, his skin was clearer. He's like, oh, I feel much better. So I'm like, it's simple. You have to start with replenishing your body with water because it's going to use it regardless.
It really will. And then people just, we could get into all the health crazy, gross things about when your body doesn't get into water and things. I know people say they do colon cleanse, but if you're drinking the mother's vinegar and you're drinking your water, you shouldn't be having to do colon cleanses or anything else like that. That's just my personal opinion.
None of that. That's true.
So where can people find you? And that's awesome. Where can people find you at? What do you have coming up next? I know you're going to be on here again and for your book, and I just have to say this title. It's called This Is Your Vagina, and you're going to be later on in the fall for that. And you were on my very good friend show, Queen Sylvie, and you talked about that book, This Is Your Vagina.
Yeah.
But what else do you have coming up, and where can everybody find you at?
You can find me on my website, thisisyourvagina.com. You can find me on Twitter @PurpleBarbie. Purple Barbie Novels on Facebook, or email if you remember this email address, purple.barbara@yahoo.com. My books are on Amazon. And speaking of the vagina book, that actually led up, that was what I was going through that led up to me losing the weight, so writing the challenge book. So once I got my life straightened out, it was like, okay, now I can focus and see, you know, what I've done to my body, so let's straighten that up too. So, but the weight loss book that has is being edited, that should be available like in the next 2 weeks. So that's Purple Barbie's Life 30-Day Lifestyle Challenge.
And we appreciate you coming on, taking the time to share with us, because I know you're a mom. You're everything to everybody, and so I appreciate your time, you coming on. We're looking forward to talking to you in the fall about your This Is Your Vagina. I just love saying that now. This is your vagina. This is your vagina. I just love saying that. It's like
a weird. I cannot believe how many people will shut me down for that title. We can't say that. I'm like, well,
yes,
that's
it is.
Check. Every woman has one. So.
Yes, and I love it, and I think it's just awesome. So I'm reviewing that book, and I'll be writing a review for it, which will be in www.theurbanreleasemagazine, coming up in a future issues. We want to thank Purple Barbie for coming on. Please follow me on the Power of 21, Jerry Royce Live Radio. You can always find me on Conversations with the Diva. We want to thank Blog Talk Radio, WBDN Media, By Design Network, Volante Grant, for allowing me to have conversations with the Diva. You can also follow me in any inquiries or any where you would like to be on the radio show. Please inquire at www.sabrinathediva.com, and we will send you an invite and a radio show date. We thank you for tuning in. You guys have a great Saturday. Thank you, Purple Barbie. You are wonderful. We love you. Have a good
Thanks
day, honey.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And that was our guest, Purple Barbie. She's an author. She has a book, Purple Barbie's 30-Day Weight Loss Challenge, is coming out, and also her book, This Is Your Vagina, which is I will be talking to her about and I'm reviewing. She's a wonderful young lady. Love her. Thank you for tuning in on Saturday morning to Conversations with the Diva. Stay tuned for updates on the road to Super Bowl, starting with September 10th in San Francisco. The Diva will be there covering the opening day of the beginning of the road to the Super Bowl. Love you guys. Peace out. Be good. Thank you for tuning in.